Good day, I'm Anjue James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, February 5. Coming up, Prime Minister announces by-election date for St. Andrew Northwest constituency, reaffirms commitment to using EU funds effectively, and recipients of government relief checks urged to use funds wisely. The news in detail after the break.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reaffirmed the government's commitment to effectively utilizing European Union EU funding support in the implementation of development projects. Mr. Holness says the government will do all it can to ensure the EU receives value for money after investing in Jamaica's social development infrastructure. He notes that the EU has invested in several vital areas to date, including the administration of justice, school development, poverty reduction, and road rehabilitation.
We take seriously the taxpayers' funds of Europeans as we do the taxpayers' funds of Jamaicans. The truth is that if we're spending resources, whether it is grant or Jamaican taxes, we must ensure that we get value for money and that is effectively done.
The Prime Minister was addressing journalists following a tour of Denham Town in West Kingston with a delegation of visiting EU officials headed by Director General Stefano Mansavisi on Friday. The tour provided the visitors with a first-hand view of the extent to which the government is utilizing EU grant support in beneficiary communities such as Denham Town. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says the security forces have done an exceptional job in maintaining order in the Denham Town Zone with Special Operation ZOSO. He says the achievements in the Denham Town ZOSO are examples of what can be achieved with targeted social interventions and strategically deployed security personnel.
And that is being done. Inch by inch, minute by minute, Jamaica is coming to grips with its social issues, with its crime problem, and with the support that you are giving us, I'm certain that we will overcome.
The Prime Minister also reiterated that the zones of special operation were designed to create long-term peace, noting that they were not designed as short-term violence reduction initiatives. Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson is imploring the recipients of relief checks from the government to use the funds wisely. Ms. Robinson on Friday presented relief checks to residents from sections of Portland and St. Mary who were severely affected by floods in January.
As a result of the assessments done, we are pleased to present 112 checks to affected households. I just want to encourage you. It is not a lot of money, but I want to encourage you to use whatever you have gotten wisely. Use it to build back some sort of normalcy to your lives.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a ceremony at the ministry's Portland branch where checks were presented to the beneficiaries. Residents were also encouraged to take the necessary precautions to protect themselves in the event of fresh rains or natural disasters. And voters will take to the polls to elect a new Member of Parliament for the St. Andrew Northwestern constituency on March 5. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the date during a Jamaica Labour Party meeting in Pembroke Hall on Sunday. Nomination day is set for February 12. Former Senator Ambassador Nigel Clark will contest the seat against Principal of Patmore Primary School, Keisha Hale. Former Member of Parliament Derek Smith, who represented the constituency for 29 years, resigned from representation politics in January. Mr. Smith, up to the time of his resignation, held the post of Minister Without Portfolio in the office of the Prime Minister. That was JIS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.